സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. ഓം. പേജ് 37 വെർസ് 44. സദൈവ മുക്തോഹമചിന്ത്യ ശക്തിമാൻ അതീന്ദ്രിയ ജ്ഞാനമവിക്രിയാത്മക അനന്ത പാരോഹമഹർനിശം ബുധൈഹി വിഭാവിതോഹം ഹൃദി വേദവാദിഭിഃ ലാർഡ് രാമ ഡീലിംഗ് വിത്ത് ദ ടോപ്പിക് ഓഫ് നിധിധ്യാസനം. One of the sadhana in jnana yoga, shravana manana nididhyasanam. Having heard shastra from a teacher for a length of time, one has to do nididhyasanam, means contemplation. Meditation is of two types. ഏകരൂപ ധ്യാനം, ഒബ്ജക്റ്റീവ് മെഡിറ്റേഷൻ ഇസ് കാൾഡ് ധ്യാനം. സബ്ജക്റ്റീവ് മെഡിറ്റേഷൻ ഇസ് കാൾഡ് നിധിധ്യാസനം. വൺസ് യു സീ ദ ഈശ്വര ഇസ് ഡിഫറെന്റ് ഫ്രം യു ആൻഡ് യു ആർ ദ ഡിവോട്ടി, ഭഗവാൻ ഇസ് ദ ഡെയ്റ്റി, ഇൻ ബിറ്റ്വീൻ ദർ ഈസ് എ ഡിവോഷൻ പ്രോസസ് ഗോയിങ് ആൺ. That is, it is known as objective meditation. The next level of meditation is nididhyasarupa dhyanam, which is known as subjective meditation. Meditating upon me, the Atma, I, the consciousness. I am that consciousness who is none other than Brahman, Atman, Chaitanyam. I have to dwell upon that. It is called subjective meditation. Therefore, meditate upon the meditator. Who is meditating? I am the meditator. When I am meditating, the Pramata, the meditator, meditating upon what? Oneself, on one's own nature. Therefore, it is known as nididhyasanam. Then I said there are two types of nididhyasanam again. One is samadhi abhyasa roopa nididhyasanam, sitting in one place and dwelling upon the teaching. Second type of nididhyasanam is brahmabhyasa roopa nididhyasanam. Brahmabhyasa roopa nididhyasanam means you need not sit in one place. As you are moving in your daily routine work, you entertain that thought, aham brahma asmi, remembering that your true nature. Remembering your own true nature as many times as possible. So it is called going to your green room. Often you go to your green room and come to the dais, play your role. While role playing also, you never lose sight of your real nature. That is Brahmabhyasa roopa nididhyasanam. In Lord Krishna's words, pashyan, shrinvan, sprishan, jigran, like that. So now Lord Rama is explaining about that Nididhyasanam to Lakshmana. Hey Lakshmana, for the sake of assimilation, one has to do Nididhyasanam compulsorily. Just Shravanam is not sufficient. Generally, Shravanam, everyone show interest in Shravanam. Because you can use your car, you can drive your car, you can use your bike and you can come to the class and wear different color dress and come to the class with your vanity bag and sit and take your own seat also. And it is very nice to come and listen to the class and all. And I can have some friends also. So everyone loves to do some Shravanam. So, and regularly we attend. It is very nice. But Shastra says, Shravanam alone cannot give you Jnana Nishtha. That is only an information. So you have to listen again and again and again. Second Shravanam becomes a Nididhyasanam. Third Shravanam becomes much more deeper Nididhyasanam. Fourth Shravanam becomes much more Nididhyasanam. At home, at class, whatever way you want to do Nididhyasanam, dwelling in your own nature. So we have to give that importance more and more in the mind. Mind dwells upon naturally whatever is upon what it is dwelling upon, it thinks more. What it gives more importance, it dwells upon, it gives importance to that and thinking go on that alone. Mind does that. Since whatever we give reality, mind gives reality. This is the point I want to tell you. When the mind gives reality to so and so, about that only mind thinks. Now, Ajnani mind gives reality to what? Family, children, possessions. So they are all real. Therefore, mind dwells upon what? Upon them only. To which it gives reality, it dwells upon that. My children are real, therefore my mind dwells upon them. My possessions are real for me, therefore my mind dwells upon my possessions. But that is not the truth. If Atma is the Satyam, I have to dwell upon Atma only. Naturally, 99.99% of people dwell upon what? Not on Atma. They give you reality to Anatma, they dwell upon Anatma. But Jnani knows that Atma alone is real, gives reality to that Atma is none other than me, the consciousness, Lakshyartha I, devotee. Therefore, mind dwells upon Atma only. Easily. So, your mind, what? It gives reality to what? That we have to understand. Jnani mind gives reality to Atma, therefore dwells upon Atma. Ajnani mind gives, even in spite of Vedanta study, Ajnani mind, in spite of study of Shastra, Ajnani mind gives importance to Anatma, dwells upon Anatma. That is why Rama is more focusing upon Nididhyasanam. In spite of listening, Deha Abhimana is there, Anatma Deha Abhimana is there, Mana Abhimana is there. That is why we are having Raga, Dvesha. Therefore, Mithyatma Nishchayam we have to do and dwell upon Atma. Therefore, Sada Eva Muktaha Aham Iti, we have to do contemplation. I am ever liberated. These are all my glories. What are all Rama is pointing out as a Nididhyasanam, they are all my glories. Continuation from 43. சதா அகம் முக்தா அஸ்மி. மே யூ திங்க், மே யூ அவேர் ஆஃப் இட், ஐ ஆம் எவர் லிபரேட்டட், ஐ நீட் நாட் டு பி லிபரேட்டட், ஐ வாஸ் லிபரேட்டட், ஐ ஆம் லிபரேட்டட், ஐ ஆம், ஐ எவர் வில் பி லிபரேட்டட். That is the meaning of sada. Eternally, all the time, I am liberated. Muktaha. Then, aham achintya shaktiman. Achintya shaktiman means, I am incomprehensible maya shaktiman. Maya is that you cannot comprehend that maya shakti. I, the consciousness, am having the maya shakti. So maya shakti is not separate from me. That maya shakti I have, the power of maya I have, which cannot be comprehensible. Achintyam. Achintyam means you cannot decipher what it is. Either it is existent principle or non-existent principle, you cannot say. Or it is existent and non-existent also, you cannot say. Therefore, it is different from existent and non-existent. Sadasad vilakshanam achintyam. Who is that? I, the Chaitanyam, am having the maya shakti. Next, I am atindriya jnana. Atindriya jnanam asti aham asmi. Atindriya jnanam. I am not available for sense organs. I am not available sense organs. I am having such a power. What is that power? Which is beyond sense organs. Beyond sense organs. You have to do a vyapti. Atma bahya indriya vishayaha na bhavati. Atma is not an object of knowledge. Atma is not available for your sense organs. It is not an object of knowledge. Object of knowledge means not like any pot clip like that. That is the meaning here. Atma aham vasyendriya vishayaha na bhavami atindriyatvat. Since I am beyond sense perception. Sense perception, how vetireke ghatavat, unlike the pot. Pot is available for sense perception. It is available for my touch. It is available for my eyes perception, so that I can cognize, I can recognize this pot through my sense organs. So indriya gocharam. Atma is not available like this part for your sense organ. Who is that Atma? I am. So I, the Atma, am not available for sense perception. Atindriya jnanam. I, the consciousness, am beyond sense organs. Beyond sense perception. Then next, அஹம் அவிக்ரியாத்மகஹ. ஐ ஆம் பியாண்ட் மாடிஃபிகேஷன். ஐ ஆம் பியாண்ட் மாடிஃபிகேஷன். விக்ரியா மீன்ஸ் மாடிஃபிகேஷன், பரிணாம. அவிக்ரியா மீன்ஸ் பரிணாம ரஹிதஹ, மாடிஃபிகேஷன்லெஸ். ஐ ஹாவ் டு ட்வெல் அப்பான் மை நேச்சர். ஐ ஆம் சேஞ்ச்லெஸ். That means indirectly you are negating your body. Since the body is changing, I am not the body. Since I am changeless Atma, I am not the changing body. And I am not the changing mind also. So it is as good as saying both statements. I am changeless Atma, avikri Atmakaha. Immediately you are negating, corollary is what? You are negating two shariams by saying one statement. I am changeless, avikri Atmakaha. So you are making three statements in that. Making one statement, but two statements are hidden. I am changeless Atma. First statement. Second statement, hidden statement is what? I am not the changing body. Second hidden statement. Third hidden statement is, third hidden means first statement is not hidden statement. Okay. Third statement, which is hidden, in that I am not the changing mind. Fourth, fifth, you can supply. Since I am not the changing mind, the problems in the mind also not belong to me. Corollary is, you can add how many you want. One avikriyatmakaha statement negates all changing ones are not me. First, body is in casuality. Casuality means not in that casuality. Body is in casuality means body is negated. So bodily problems are also negated. Mind is negated, mind problems also negated. They belong to the mind, not me. All are there in one statement. This is called contemplation. This is called contemplation. Next word. Aham ananta paraha. We have to supply for each glory. The aham, aham, aham. I am. I am ananta paraha. Avikriyatmakaha indicates I am kala atitaha. Vikriya modification indicates kala parinama. Parinama, you see the flower, it is in a bud form. 5 o'clock it is in a bud form. 5:30 it becomes blossomed. 5 to 5:30 vikriya, parinama. So that parinama is showing means previously it was in bud form, now it is in a blossomed form. That means what? Time difference. Are you able to get this point? Vikriya itself indicates what time difference. Since I am avikriyatmakaha, there is no time for me. I am kala atitaha. Body has got vikriya, therefore it has got date of birth, date of death. That itself shows kala. Kala parichinnaha. It is within time, time bound. Who am I now? Kala atitaha. Avikriyatmakaha means what? Kala atitaha. Then ananta paraha means, para means shore, border, boundary. Anta means end. A boundary at the end is called antaparaha. Na antaparaha, anantaparaha. Boundless, borderless, boundaryless, sima rahitaha. Anantaparaha means shoreless. I am boundaryless. This indicates what? Deshatitaha. I am beyond space. I am free from the desha parichinnata. Space cannot bound me. Time cannot bound me. Desha kala avadibhyam nirmuktam. So desha atitaha aham. So as the lakshyartha I, am I in Mailapur, T Nagar or Anna Nagar? I am everywhere. As a body, I am only in one area. As a body, I am having time limitation and space-wise limitation. Time-wise limitation, space-wise limitation are bound to be there to the body, not to me, the Atma. சோ அவிக்ரியாத்மகா மீன்ஸ் கால அபரிச்சின்னஹா, அனந்த பாரஹா மீன்ஸ் தேசாதீதஹா கால அதீதஹா. தட் இஸ் வை அவர் லார்ட் இஸ் வேரிங் சந்திரசேகர, வேரிங் சன் அண்ட் மூன். சன் இண்டிகேட்ஸ் டே அண்ட் நைட், கால தத்துவம். டே அண்ட் நைட் ஒன்லி இண்டிகேட்ஸ் கால தத்துவம். தென் மூன் இண்டிகேட்ஸ் சுக்லபக்ஷம், திதி. ஆல் ஹி இண்டிகேட்ஸ் தம். தேர்ஃபோர் மூன் அண்ட் சன் போத் ஆர் த இண்டிகேட்டர்ஸ் ஆஃப் கால தத்துவம். பகவான் இஸ் வேரிங் சந்திர அண்ட் சூரிய கால தத்துவம், சந்திரசேகர. சோ இட் இண்டிகேட்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் த மாஸ்டர், ஐ ஆம் பியாண்ட் த கால தத்துவம். தேச அதீதா அஹமஸ்மி. சோ வாட் திஸ் இஸ் லக்ஷ்மணா, திஸ் இஸ் த ஆத்மா அப்பான் ஹூச் ஆல் வைஸ் பீப்புள் கான்டெம்ப்ளேட், வர்ஷிப் ஆஸ் இட் வர். They worship this Atma as it were. Previously they were worshipping, going to temple and doing pradakshanam. Garbha Gudi, then they enter inside and they have the darshan of the Lord and see the arati, and afterwards they sit in one place. That was the worship previously. What is the indication of that, you know? Doing pradakshana means going round, dharma, artha, kama, round and round and round. That is called pradakshana. Mood pradakshana pandram illaya, dharma pradakshana, artha pradakshana, kama pradakshana. Three pradakshana indicate, these are all indications. We can extrapolate like this, philosophical way of perception. Mood pradakshana panna, dharma, artha, kama. எனக்கு அது வேணும் இது வேணும்னு நினைச்சுட்டே பண்றோம் இல்லையோ. We are thinking and doing பிரதட்சணம் மனசுல, வேண்டிக்கோள். அந்த வேண்டிக்கோள் பண்ணிண்டே பிரதட்சணம் பண்றது தர்ம அர்த்த காமான ஐஹிக புருஷார்த்த இக அமூத்திர புருஷார்த்த. பரந்து when you enter the கர்ப்பகிருஹ in the black granite, in the பகவான் you cannot see, the small ornaments only they are available, one தீபம் will be there. And you are trying, struggling to see him. Yo veda nihitam guhayam irutta ukkarndukar ulla. That is why according to Agama Shastra, the murti in the Garbhagriha must be in black granite, not marble. According to Agama Shastra, they keep black granite stone of that idol. Then they keep some, not tube light and all, they should not put, only some deepam only. And very lightly you can see, vaguely you can see. Once he shows arati, you are etti etti paakaradhu, no? We are trying to see that arati. And the murti is very clear. Once he shows arati, afterwards he brings to you, you do what? Close your eyes and do namaskara. All the way you went to see that arati. When he is showing to you, what do? You close your eyes. He indicates what? Bhagavan, you are not outside, you are in the form of Atma within me. One day you will recognize. That is what our ancestors kept this method. You never think, why I am closing eyes when they are showing arati? Have you asked yourself any time? Why I am closing my eyes? Without your knowledge, you feel that Bhagavan is within, doing namaskara. After that he gives prasada and you take, come out. Afterwards what you have to do? You have to sit in one place. You have to sit in the corner of the temple somewhere for a few minutes. Then only phalam comes, they say. So this person, what he does, after moving here and they sit there. How much time now? Fraction of second he sits and go away. That is actually for contemplation. That is for dhyanam. And you sit and afterwards you get up immediately and see your dress, yadavad dust a irukka endru clean pannittu kalambudume. Adhu or mechanical poiduthu nijama. That is after dharma artha kama round and round veendukolukapram கர்ப்பகிரகத்துல போய் பகவான் இஸ் சிட்டிங் இன் யுவர் ஹார்ட், யுவர் ஹார்ட் ரெகனைஸ் ஷோயிங் தட் கற்பூரம், பை தட் கற்பூரம் யூ கம் டு நோ நத்திங் இஸ் ரிமைன். வாட் இஸ் தேர் அன் ஆத்மா அலோன், ஜோதி ஸ்வரூபமா பிரகாசஸ்வரூபம் ஆத்மா அலோன் யூ ரெகனைஸ் கம் அண்ட் சிட் கான்டெம்ப்ளேட். Even the people are moving and talking and making lot of noise, mantra, japa going on. But I don't bother. I sit and do contemplation. We have to do. Not going to calm place and sitting calmly. That is not the right place actually. Why our temples are making lot of noise in that? In spite of noise, are you able to sit quietly? In central station also you must sit. That is why our temples are the best centers for worship. It is a challenge really, how much you are really devoted, how much you are having focusing mind, how much you are having tyaga buddhi. Other places and all you go, you need not do anything. There you go giving nature, it won't come, and adjusting with people won't come, accommodation won't come. So you have to see here, the pradakshina when you do kayika karma, once you do japa, vachika karma, once you sit and meditate, it is manasa karma. You cannot find other places except in temples. But unfortunately, people criticize the temples, a lot of crowd comes. Crowd comes means every crowd should come. People should come to the temple. And we are blaming crowd comes, therefore I am not going to the temple, one lady says. And there are lot of rituals, the smell comes, this comes, that comes. That is good actually. You have to go to the temple, do pradakshinam and sit quietly. All are kept properly in design, properly designed. Never argue, never question. You, God and your mind, that only you have to see. Why all other things you see? But we see all other things except God. How much our mind is focusing, we don't bother. We bother about the queue pushing back the front, why they are pushing me. Like me also, they have come to the temple to see God. Appreciate that bhakta also. He is also coming with eagerness to see God, as you have come. Why I have to blame other devotees? As I have come, they also have come. Therefore, our temple is alayam. Later you recognize this alayam. Dehalayam, that is devalayam. It is dehalayam. Bhagavan is sitting. What we are doing? Contemplation. This is a type of worship. Budhaihi, by wise people, Vedavadhibihi budhaihi, the people who are all well versed in Shastra. Vedavadhibihi means those who are focused to Shastra, studied Shastra for a length of time, they became wise. Budhaihi, that wise people, what they do? Hridi vibhavitaha. In hridayam, they meditate upon vibhavitaha vedavadhinihi. So, wise people meditate upon that Atma Swarupam. I am no more an object of worship. I am the subject of worship. I am no more an object of worship. Now I am the subject of worship. They do such a manner. Hridi, in their own heart. In their own heart. When they do aharnisham, all the time, day and night. Aharnisham. அஹர்நிஷம் வேதவாதிபிஹி புதைஹி விபாவிதஹ. அதர்வைஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு டேக் இன் சச் எ வே. அஹர்நிஷம் அஹம் அஹர்நிஷம் விபாவிதா வேதவாதிபிஹி புதைஹி ஹ்ருதி. ரமா இஸ் டெல்லிங் வேத வைஸ் பீப்புள் ஆல்வேஸ் திங்க் அபவுட் மீ ஓன்லி, யூ கேன் டேக் தட் வே ஆல்சோ. ராமா இஸ் டாக்கிங் ஃப்ரம் தி லக்ஷார்த்த ஐ, ஆத்மா ராம. வைஸ் பீப்புள் ஆல்சோ ஆல்வேஸ் ரிமெம்பரிங் மீ ஆஸ் தேர் ரியல் நேச்சர். தட் வே ஆல்சோ வி கேன் டேக் ஐ தி ஆத்மா ஆம் ஆல்வேஸ் மெடிடேட்டட் பை தோஸ் வைஸ் பீப்புள் ஆஸ் தேர் ஆத்ம ஸ்வரூபம். அப்படி சொல்லிக்கலாம். எப்படி சொன்னாலும் வேதாந்தம்னா நோ ப்ராப்ளம். ஐதி ஆத்மா ராம லக்ஷ்யார்த்த ஐ இஸ் மெடிடேட்டட் அப்பான் இன் தேர் ஹார்ட் ஆஸ் தேர் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம் பை தி வைஸ் பீப்புள். ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோக ரீட் 45.
ஏவம் சதாத்மானம் அகண்டிதாத்மனம் விசாரமானஸ்ய விசுத்த பாவனம் ஹன்யாத வித்யாமதிரேண காரகைஹ ரசாயனம் யத்வதுபாசிதம் ருஜஹ
ஏவம். இன் திஸ் மேனர், இன் திஸ் மேனர் மீன்ஸ் இன் விச் மேனர், ஆஸ் செட் அபவ் அஹம் இந்த ப்ரீவியஸ் ஸ்லோக அயம் அஹம் பிரகாஷ ரூபஹ அஹம் நிர்மலஹ அஹம் விசுத்தஹ சதா முக்தஹ அனந்த பாரஹ. இன் திஸ் மேனர், இன் திஸ் மேனர் வாட் ஒன் ஹேஸ் டு டூ, சதா ஆத்மானம் அகண்டிதாத்மன விசாரணம் விசாரமானஸ்ய. ஒன்ஸ் யூ டூ சச்சேவே நிதித்தியாசனம் ஆத்மானம் அகண்டிதாத்மனா, ஆத்மனா டூ டைம்ஸ் இட் இஸ் கமிங், யூ சீ, ஆத்மானம் அகண்டிதாத்மனா. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லெட் அஸ் சீ அகண்டிதாத்மனா. ஹியர் திஸ் லாஸ்ட் வேர்ட் ஆத்மனா மீன்ஸ் வித் யர் தாட் இன் யுவர் மைண்ட். வாட் டைப் ஆஃப் தாட்? அகண்டிதாத்மனா வித் அன் அன்டிவைடெட் அன்பிரோக்கன் தாட். Unbroken thought about what? About Atma. Atmanam akhanditatmana. With an unbroken thought may you think always Atma swarupam. Aham sat, aham chit, aham ananda swarupah, aham panchakoshatitah, I am shariratraya sakshi. That way I have to think ஆத்மானம் அகண்டிதாத்மன அன்டிவைடெட் அனஸ்ட்ரக்டட் வித்தவுட் எனி டிஸ்ட்ராக்ஷன். கண்ட மீன்ஸ் டிஸ்ட்ராக்ஷன், அப்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன். அகண்ட மீன்ஸ் டிஸ்ட்ராக்ஷன் ஃப்ரீ தாட், அன்டிவைடெட் தாட், தாட் ஆஃப் ஒன்னெஸ் அர்த்தம். தாட் ஆஃப் ஒன்னெஸ். I, the Jeevatma and Paramatma are one and the same. So no more Ishvara outside to worship. You cannot say there is no Ishvara, aham only Ishvara, and you cannot say just lip movement. It is not easy to say. People say that so that I need not worship him. That cannot help us. Ishvara's nature I have to understand, that Ishvara Yukya, Shrutya, Smrutya, I have to understand Ishvara's nature. Then only I can claim that Ishvara is none other than me. Lakshartha I. So lot of homework we have to do. Lip movement, lip service won't work. There is a lot of clarity is required. It takes a lot of time. Time consuming process. எஃபர்ட் கன்சூமிங் ப்ராசஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் ஞான பலம் ஹவு இட் கேன் கம் அதர்வைஸ்? So, vicharamanasya, the one who contemplate, who does contemplation, vicharamanasya, vicharanam what, not Tamil vicharam, okay, vicharamanasya, the one who contemplate upon Atma oneself without any different thought, same continuous. ஆத்யதாரயா ஸ்ரோதசாசமம் சரள சிந்தனம் விரளதஃ பரம் பேதபாவனாத் சோஹமித்யஸௌ பாவனாபிதா பாவனிமதம். உபதேசசாரம். சோ அன்பிரோக்கன் ஃப்ளோ ஆஃப் தாட், தட் இஸ் தைலதாரவத் விஜாத்திய பிரத்ய அனந்தரித சஜாத்திய பிரத்ய பிரவாக தியானம் தத்ர ஏகதானதா தியானம். பதஞ்சலி சேஸ் ஒன் சிங்கிள் தாட், ஆத்மா விருத்தி, அகண்டாக்கார ஆத்ம விருத்தி அலோன் ஷுட் கம் இன் த மைண்ட். விசாரமானஸ்ய விசுத்த பாவன, கிளியர் நாலேஜ், டவுட் ஃப்ரீ நாலேஜ். விசுத்த பாவன, டவுட் ஃப்ரீ நாலேஜ். தேர் ஆர் டூ டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆப்ஸ்டிகல்ஸ் ஆஃப்டர் லிசனிங் ஃபார் எ லெங்த் ஆஃப் டைம் ஆல்சோ சம்சயாஸ், டவுட்ஸ் வில் பி தேர். விபர்யாஸ், ஹேபிச்சுவல் ஓரியன்டேஷன், தேகாபிமான கெனாட் கோ தட் மச் ஈஸிலி. ஆஃப்டர் டூயிங் லாட் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரவணம் வி டிராப் அபிமான ஆன் அவர் ஹவுஸ் ஆன் அதர் பீப்புள். That is a little bit easy. But dropping Dehabhimana is not so easy. It takes lot of time. That Dehabhimana is the second obstacle. Viparyaya. Aham Jeevaha. I am having lot of problems. Vasanas, old vasanas will come to surface. Suddenly they come. You don't know how to handle them. And latent tendencies they call in university language. These vasanas are all in viparyaya bhavana. They are all called latent tendencies. They are all hidden. This is the second obstacle. Two obstacles: samshaya, rupa, pratibandha. Obstacle number one. That can be removed only by mananam. This viparyaya rupa pratibandha, ahankara abhimana, deha abhimana can be eliminated only by nididhyasanam. Viparyaya nivrityartham nididhyasanam. So tamasa pratyaya, samshaya pratyaya, viparyaya pratyaya, three types of thoughts. Tamasa pratyaya, ajnana vritti. It's a type of thought. I don't know. Ajnana vritti. Samshaya pratyaya, doubt thought. Then viparyaya pratyaya, old habits. All put together avidya. They all put together avidya. These are the problems. Once they are all gone, obstacle free means you are visuddha bhavana. Visuddha bhavana. With this knowledge, once you have that clear knowledge by contemplation, the contemplation is, there are two types of sannyasa. So, vidvat sannyasa and vividisha sannyasa. Vividisha sannyasa is meant for shravana, ajnana nivrityartham. Vividisha sannyasa. We saw this in previous classes. So, vividisha sannyasa for shravanam. One can take vividisha sannyasa to do lot of shravanam. If I am in grihasthashrama, lot of responsibilities, guests are coming, so I have to do so much, I cannot study. So, what to do? Take sannyasa, kavi podu. Take sannyasa and spend more time for study. I am not telling all of you to take sannyasa. Just I am telling. Then vidvat sannyasa, after getting knowledge, after long study, I can take sannyasa to get nishtha. More nishtha, that nishtayena, no, you have to abide in nishtayena avasthanam nishtha. Nishtayena avasthanam kutra atmanam. I have to abide in atma for that nishtha, vidvat sannyasa, like Agnivalkya. What Janaka said in Ashtavakra Gita? Who said sannyasa required? Sannyasa is not at all required. He is an advanced student supporting all grihasthas. Sannyasa, vividisha, vidvatta, unname seva illappa, yaar sonnana. So, in grihasthashrama, busy grihastha can be a jnani, can become a jnana nishtha if you have that much courage. Okay. Quality time, quantity. Time. You have to give lot of time quantitatively. Quality mind is required. Namak enna quality mind illa, quantity time illa. That is why manushyanam sahasreshu, Lord Krishna said. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye yatatama visiddhanam kasmam vesi tattvataha. Many people cannot give quality time for study, quality mind also. A kudukara koncham time kuda edo eno dano madri, that is why it is delayed. As much it is delayed means what? No quantity, quality time I have given. That is very important. Therefore we have to give lot of time for nididhyasanam, lot of time for shastra, reducing all other interactions. Cell phone cut. First casuality for cell phone. Interactions. Paramarthananda Swami's language la port reduction. Reduce positions, reduce obligations, reduce transactions, reduce relations. Port reduction. That is the only way for assimilation. That is for grihastha. Sannyasi is totally dedicated for shastra, nididhyasanam. So, vicharamanasya shuddha bhavana akhandatmana atmanam sada evam vicharamanasya. What happened? Phalam is given. Achirena avidyam sanyat kharakaihi saha. What will happen? Phalam. Once you meditate or contemplate upon your nature all the time, naturally avidya is eliminated. Ajnanam goes away. Karakaihi. Karaka means here all accessories. All accessories. Karaka means all accessories, which are all activating the person. Kartrukarakam, karmakarakam, karanakarakam means subject, object. For any activity, you require what? The doer, what he is doing, karma, and with what he is doing, for the benefit of what he is doing, where he is doing. All these called karakas. All these are called karakas. Who is doing? The kartak, kartakarakam. For what he is doing? What is that object? Karmakarakam. With what he is doing? Karanakarakam. For what benefit? That is also a karakam. Apadana karakam. Then adhikaranam. Where he is doing or she is doing? All these are involved. Dvaitam is involved. But here, once you remove your avidya, along with this triputi, bhavana, sanchita, agami, prarabdha, illami, gone dharma, ardha, kama, including moksha, bhavana. I want to get to moksha. All these dropped totally. That is the meaning, that clear knowledge destroys anyad avidyam. That clear knowledge destroys this avidya, ignorance. In sleep also there are no karakas. In sleep also no karta, no karma, no karanam. Isn't it? So every day sleep, no karaka. Let us sleep. Sleep is not a moksha. Why? There all your activities, desires, all are in potential form. Vasana rupena, samskara rupena vartante satra. So that is not liberation. Liberation means here, while living itself. Atraiva brahma samashnute. Now he gives an example. How, just like rujaha rasayanam upasitam edvat. Edvat rujaha. The disease is eliminated after consuming the rasayanam. Rasayanam means aushadham. Rasayanam means aushadham. Upasitam means sevanam. Having, if you take the medicine, disease goes away. The disease will go away. Just as the disease is eliminated by taking medicine, similarly, by doing nididhyasanam after shravanam, this nididhyasanam serves like a rasayanam, aushadham, to remove the samsara bhava roga. Samsara roga or bhava roga, that disease, janana, marana, vyadhi, dukkha, all this will go away by just contemplation medicine, rasayanam. That is the medicine. While taking medicine, some antibiotics when they are giving, you have to take some supplementaries. B complex, that is, you have to take. Otherwise side effects will come. So some other medicines you have to take along with them. Main medicine, that is only for disease elimination. Okay? But these all supplementaries are not for that. They have to enhance the medicine to function without giving any side effects. Like that, here also, once you are main rasayanam you are taking, that shastra learning, mahavakya vichara rasayanam you are consuming. Like medicine when they are taking, they do pacham also. Pacham. Don't eat this, don't eat that. Then only the medicine will work. Pacham. Without pacham, medicine won't work. So medicine as well as pacham go side by side. Similarly, in Vedanta also, mahavakya vichara is a main medicine. What is pacham? Sadhana chatushtaya sampatti pacham. Viveka vairagya shamadamadi shatka sampatti. Adela sollapurar. Next shloka now, he is going to talk about ashtanga yoga, yamaniyamas. Very important. So that pacham, without sadhana chatushtaya sampatti pacham, mahavakya aushadam cannot help. Rasayanam rujaha yadvati. Rasayanam upasitam rasayanam yadvati rujaha hanyat tadvat. Just as that a consumed medicine, not seeing daily. I am seeing the medicine every day in my keeping almara. After upasitam antunnaru. You have to consume the medicine and you have to follow the pachyam, then it works. Then you are free from that disease. Like that, here ajnanam is the main disease. Self-ignorance is the biggest moola vyadhi. Main vyadhi is ajnanam. Samsara roga, bhava roga. Ajnana is the main disease. Therefore, you have to do ignorance of dectomy, main surgery. we have to do. Medicine you have to take. What the supplementary medicine? Pachyam madri sadhana chatushtaya sampat. Mind control, sense control, withdrawal, titiksha, shraddha, samadhanam. All you have to equip yourself with sadhana chatushtaya sampati. Then that medicine will work. Anyat avidyam. So what? Ananda. You can enjoy the rest of the life without any bhayam, without any fear, without any insecurity. So therefore, ajnana removal is very important. There is here akhandita atmana, two ways we can take. Meditate upon undivided consciousness. Meditate with undivided mind. Atmanam akhandatmana, the word you have to take how? Meditate upon the undivided consciousness with undivided mind. Meditate upon undivided consciousness, akhandatma. Contemplate upon that, like with what? Akhandatmana, with undivided mind, with a focused mind. That's why chitta ekagrata prapyartham upasana, you have to finish and come to Vedanta. That is very important. Without upasana, previously ekarupa upasana, anekarupa upasana, ekagrata is very difficult. Mind is wavering, very much distracted. If you have done sufficient upasana, it's very easy to grasp, like a sponge, like a blotting paper, you can grasp. Now, within 10 minutes my mind goes somewhere, again comes back, again it goes, I have to pull every time. That is why first sravanam, some spiritual prodigies, no? In the last janma yoga bhrashtas, for them there is no necessity of much listening because they have already completed spiritual prodigies. So in this life, what for them? Just casual hearing is sufficient, and they do nididhyasana, aham brahmasmi, over. For maximum people it is not so. It is different. In spite of lot of sravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, innu engiyo tagarar irukkena. Engiyappa tagararna? Mind is preoccupied. Avanada. Simple thing. If mind is focused with full vairagyam, vivekam, the mind comes and focus sufficient, chitta shuddhi is required. Pure purity. Mental purity. Focusing mind. If these are all there, sravanam, tremendously it will work. No difficulty. But many people are lacking the sadhana chatushtaya sampati itself is in doldrums. How that Mahavakya takes place. And then we are conducting classes here and there, many places, many times. Appadiyavadhu koncham. At least from that, some people, few people, at least they come, manushyanam sahasreshu madre. Teacher will try in next shloka, we will read. Shloka 46.
Vivikta asina uparatendriyah. Vinirjitātmā vimalāntarāśayah. Vibhāvaye dekamananya sādhanah. Vijñāna drukkevala ātma samsthitah.
Now, Lord Rama giving further sadhana, how to dwell upon one's own nature. So, nididhyasana topic is going on. the samadhi abhyasa rupa nididhyasana he is talking now. Asinaha, if it comes, means may you sit in one place. May you sit in one place. Where? Solitude place. Vivikta. Lord Krishna also says same thing. Vivikta desi lagbhasi. Eat less. Don't eat too much. If you eat too much and do contemplation, what comes? Sleep comes. Okay. Vivikta and solitude place. Ekanta sthalam ityartha. May you do samadhi abhyasa rupa nididhyasanam. So, not just listening Rama's words and going home and switching on the TV. How much time I am doing nididhyasanam every day? 10 minutes minimum, maximum 20 minutes. We are not asking to do nididhyasanam all the time. Beginning stages, no? At least start 10 minutes to 20 minutes every day. Samadhi abhyasa rupa nididhyasana. Sit aloof, alone, quiet place. Sit in a comfortable position. In Bhagavad Gita 6th chapter, entire 6th chapter is Samadhi abhyasa rupa nididhyasana. Yatro paramate chittam niruddham yoga sevaya. Paramarthananda Swami says, Vedanta is a walkover for a Ashtanga Yoga practitioner. Who practice Ashtanga Yoga, for them, Vedanta is a walkover. Very easy. Vedanta is walkover for whom? An Ashtanga Yogi. Ashtanga Yoga means not doing only asanas, or not practicing pranayama only, or not practicing only meditation. Ashta Anga, Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi, all you have to practice. First 10 commandments, do's and don'ts, you have to be very thorough in them. What are they? Ahimsa, Satyam, Asteyam, Brahmacharyam, Aparigraham, Yamas, Niyamas, Santosha, Saucha, Tapas, Swadhyaya, Ishvara Pranidhana. Namu pere varlana inga practice enna panna porom. So Vedanta student is supposed to know the Ashtanga Yoga. That is why I taught yoga for a long time. For silver jubilee time varaku pannitam. 25 years I taught keeping this so that students will get full benefit in Vedanta. Now also I am teaching pranayama meditation. Of course you are sitting in one asana anyhow. So now also I am continuing that process. Some students comes after what? Sadashiva Samarambha. They are busy, I don't say. But why I practice that pranayama meditation before the class? It's a type of nididhyasana. So that the class serves as a nididhyasana. Understand? So mind becomes so calm, quiet, 1 hour it is available. If you are not able to come within that time, you have another engagement, that is a different matter. Isn't it? You are going to office or coming from office or some other work compulsorily. That is a different matter. But considering that, adhe meditation dhaane, relax the body. Relax your breathing. Swami, enna sonna prana veekshanam. Idhu dhaan solla poran. Adhukapra, don't take it as granted. Okay. That sadhana helps us tremendously. It helps for physical body and mental also. So, vital body also, of course. They are all the means for knowledge. Therefore, vivikta asanam. First, go to a solitude place and sit in quietly. Uparatendriyaha, withdraw all your senses. And do contemplation. Come next week. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.